Let me get the tip for guys that are waiting to go too.
Hello, Jessica?
Yes, Dr. Barnell.
Yes.
Did you get my message?
I did not get any message, no.
Perfect. I left a voicemail, and I just called the Barnell number that I had in my contact. Left a voicemail, and I talked to Johnny Shadle, and Johnny is not going to take over any scenes until you provide a report to me in your information and requesting an investigation, and then I turn that over to him.
Now, wait a minute. I am here at the scene, out in the cold. I have no way of writing this report.
I know. I understand that, and that is... He wants to go by the revised code. I mean, he is very hesitant, and I don't blame him.
I think you can blame him. I've got the car out here. I've got a body that has to be investigated, and your criminal scene is going to go ahead and be definitely... I mean, if I walk away, there's nobody to keep this scene.
Well, you're going to have to keep the scene because it's...
There's no way I can...
Scene.
I cannot keep the scene here and go someplace and type up a report and send it to you.
And I understand what you're saying. I do. That's why we need a protocol to have in a situation like this, so everybody is not afraid to act outside of the strict confines of the revised code. And that's exactly why.
But when we last got together on the 3rd of January, and that is the last information I have, we were all together on the fact that if it was a natural death, that they would not respond. But if it was the potential of a crime scene, that they would respond. And that's the last information I have and the agreement I have with the sheriff's office.
They have changed their policy.
I do not know that. I do not know that.
Well, apparently it has changed, and they will, if you want to talk to him about it, then I suggest you call him, because I don't want to be in the middle of it.
Okay.
I don't set their policy either.
Okay.
But their most recent policy conforms to law. And that's all I can say. Now, if we want to have a written protocol that they will be, you know, to do, but the verbal stuff, I would guarantee you is not going to work. And I know everything is recorded and everything comes up on the internet, and probably all the messages and our phone conversations will be there too. I understand that. So that's why we want a written protocol from your office. At least the sheriff's office does. They have to deal with you more in a close proximity.
I have a written policy as far as what I will do, and you're not following that written policy that I have.
Can you hear me?
I can't hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Thank you.